Love and Light. This is Healthy Talk Show, recording live on Friday, January 24th, 2020. I'm Robert.
And I'm Marissa.
Show notes will be over at healthytalkshow.com/52.
On this episode of Healthy Talk Show, we have a coronavirus update and how soybean oil changes the brain. But first,
the nation's airlines say it's out of control. Too many passengers claiming dogs, cats, even peacocks, pigs, and miniature horses are service animals or emotional support animals to avoid a $125 pet fee.
Pretty sure the miniature horse and peacock never made it on a plane.
Yeah.
But you know, that's cool. They didn't say that in the report, but I'm pretty sure that's what happened. They didn't actually make it on the plane.
Today, the Department of Transportation proposed tough new rules. Emotional support animals are not service animals. Only dogs trained to help persons with a disability will be considered service animals and allowed in a passenger cabin. A psychiatric service animal would also require training. Welcome news to Sharon Giovinazzo, who is blind and relies on her dog Watson with 18 months of training. But he's been attacked in airports by so-called emotional support dogs.
If I would have been at the top of an escalator and that happened, I probably wouldn't end up at the bottom of the escalator.
Airlines have long complained of websites offering fake certifications for animals.
Our airplanes started to look like Noah's Ark. We had every kind of animal there could be, and we had every kind of safety and health issue because of it.
I would like to see pictures of that.
Yeah.
Not that I'm questioning it, but I just want to see the pictures. I think that's hilarious. Where are the pictures?
That's true. We've been on a few flights and I didn't see a zoo.
I have not seen many animals on flights, yeah. but it could be a problem. People could be abusing the system. I don't see why not. They sell the vests that say service dogs on Amazon. You go buy your dog a service vest, then you're not allowed to question about the bunch of ADA stuff. So you can't question about the service animal and all that.
Yeah.
According to what people think.
Travelers may be upset now about having to pay a fee if their pet isn't certified, but any passenger who says they need a psychiatric support animal will have to prove the animal is trained, well-behaved, and healthy. Lying on a federal form can carry serious penalties.
Yeah, sure can.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just hope people are considerate of people with, like, those guide dogs, because it is a huge issue. I've heard of a lot of people complaining in the disability community.
Well, that'd be like us trying to take our chihuahuas on a plane, just, you know. But traveling with dogs, the animals are also very expensive. It costs prohibitive either way. Boarding them, it's also cost prohibitive. You just can't do anything with dogs. Don't get animals.
Yeah, how do you travel with dogs?
Ask HealthyTalkShow.com. Let us know.
Yeah, they're definitely taking advantage of the airlines with those pet fees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. CBS New York, average body temperature dropping.
For 150 years, it's been commonly known the average human body temperature.
98.6.
Even the thermometers at the drugstore say so. But what if we told you this is no longer the norm and our bodies have cooled down considerably in the past century?
Vampires.
That number instilled in our brains was based on findings from a German physician in 1868 who sampled 25,000 patients and found 98.6 to be the average temp. But researchers at Stanford recently found the average now is more like 97.9. We went to Dr. Eric Asher, a family medicine physician, to find out.
We're living much healthier lifestyles now. There's an awareness on exercise, there's an awareness on nutrition, and that is allowing our bodies not to work as hard to maintain a steady temperature. Accessibility of over-the-counter medications like NSAIDs or ibuprofen, for example, is helping our bodies decrease inflammation. And when there's less inflammation, there's a lower body temperature.
Doctors say regardless of this new research, it's always a good idea to know your own baseline temperature. Test the same time for a few days in a row, knowing temperatures can rise and fall about a degree throughout the day. Dr. Asher says the study doesn't change the standard for fever. 100.4 remains the magic number.
It's quite a difference.
Yeah.
From what it was.
It's pretty interesting, though, because they didn't mention the metabolic rate thing. Because, I think they were reporting that the metabolic rate changes could actually be what's influencing the temperature.
Interesting.
And then, of course, so what do you think changes and influences metabolic rate?
Activity.
Yes. So activity is a big one. Also, you know, your body fat percentage. Yeah. So it could say we're more sedentary or...
Yeah. Which we are.
Or we've gotten comfortable with our, you know, temperature controlled houses.
Yeah.
we don't have to work hard in the winter.
Kind of like it's like a little evolution taking place, everybody.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Evolution in action.
Ooh, don't use the E word. Woo-wee. Let's get away from evolution. Synthesis of a vocal sound from the 3,000-year-old mummy, Nesyamun, true of voice. The sound of a 3,000-year-old mummified individual has been accurately reproduced as a vowel-like sound based on measurements of the precise dimensions of his extant vocal tract following computed tomography scanning, enabling the creation of a 3D printed vocal tract by using the vocal tract organ, which provides a user controllable artificial larynx sound source. A vowel sound is synthesized, which compares favorably with vowels of modern individuals.
That is crazy.
Yeah, very controversial. Some people are not happy about this. They say it's desecration of ancient Egyptians and not happy about it.
That's pretty funny.
It is science, so you know.
They've been dead for 3,000 years.
It's been a while.
When is it okay to study people?
Yeah. Do you like to hear the sound?
Oh, I would.
All right, here we go. Cool. I have one that I Robert-fied, ran it through my own system. I don't know what it sounds like. I don't know if it's any different. Let's see. No. There you go. That's the sound. Pretty cool.
Do I sound like a mummy?
Yeah, you sound like that mummy at least. Yeah.
Yeah, science is crazy that they can do all that.
Yeah, that's cool. University of California, America's most widely consumed cooking oil causes genetic changes in the brain. The new study, published this month in the Journal of Endocrinology, compared mice fed three different diets in high in fat, soybean oil modified to be low in linoleic acid,
aka GMOs,
and coconut oil. The same UC Riverside research team found in 2015 that soybean oil induces obesity, diabetes, insulin resistance, and fatty liver in mice. Then in a 2017 study, the same group learned that if soybean oil is engineered to be low in linoleic acid, it induces less obesity and insulin resistance. However, in the study released this month, researchers did not find any difference between the modified and unmodified soybean oil's effect on the brain. Specifically, the scientists found pronounced effects of the oil on the hypothalamus, where a number of critical processes take place. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
There's not too much to show.
Yeah, this was a pretty interesting study. So they're looking at this in rats, of course, just like you said. And then they found, so what the hypothalamus does is part of what it's responsible for, and part of the damage that they observed was that it seemed to mess up the gene encoding for oxytocin. Mm-hmm. And that's a hormone that has a lot of, it does a lot of functions. So it's secreted all over your body. So it helps regulate your energy, weight. So that might explain why they observed that these mice started gaining weight and people might be gaining weight.
Wow.
So there's a lot of implications. And they also kind of discovered that it might also be damaging other genes. So it might be affecting other hormones. And they found that some of these other things might be related to autism or Parkinson's disease. So
fascinating.
Yeah.
Soy in general is controversial among some people. It causes a lot of issues. It makes men feminine or something. So a lot of people don't trust soy. So this is not gonna help them.
That's true. They did say, that's funny that you mentioned soy, because they said, oh, don't throw out your tofu yet, it's only the soybean oil.
Yeah,
but it is bad press for the soybean.
Yep. Well, we're getting closer and closer, I guess.
And they did compare to coconut, so coconut was found to be better.
Coconut oil is good.
Yeah.
Great for your hair, too, and your hands. Great moisturizer.
Yeah, but it definitely has interesting implications since we use soybean oil commercially everywhere. So
yeah, it's used in a lot of things. Yeah. read things.
Yeah, so everywhere. You go out to eat.
Yeah.
So cook at home.
Just soy in general.
Yeah.
If soy is actually found to be bad for us in the long run, all these people that keep telling us soy is bad, I like soy. Tastes good.
Yeah.
People keep saying it shrinks the brain. That's what they keep saying. I know people will call me, Robert, soy shrinks the brain. Okay. Stop telling me that.
We need to do some more studies. Yeah, we need on
research.
The vegan.
You can't tell me that and have no research. Stop telling me that. Did it shrink your brain? I don't know. Something I know doesn't shrink the brain is marijuana. But apparently, according to CBS Evening News, it's linked to increased heart problems.
A review of data found smoke.
Review of data.
Smoking marijuana.
Hey, why does this say review of data, but then the bottom lower third says study. Marijuana linked to increased heart problems. Okay. So that's misleading the witness because it's not a study. It's a review of data.
Is linked with increased heart rate and blood pressure, altered heart muscle and blood vessel.
The cat's also pissed off about that.
An increased risk for abnormal heart rhythms. With 11 states now legalizing recreational marijuana and vaping cannabis products becoming more popular, doctors are sounding a note of caution.
Vaping increases the drug delivery of marijuana, and so we anticipate that the cardiovascular effects would also be enhanced.
Another troubling finding, marijuana can interfere with commonly used cardiac medications, including some drugs for blood pressure and cholesterol-lowering statins.
The authors recommend cardiologists screen patients for marijuana use and find out how much they use, how often, and about other drugs they use.
Yeah, emphasis on the other drugs they use. That's kind of the key point there. It's usually not the marijuana screwing things up. It's the other stuff, and usually alcohol, too.
Yep, and that's what they didn't say in this report.
But even in the review that they're citing, it says that.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. But no, let's just go after the marijuana part.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we didn't get to read the full review because it was it's under a paywall.
Yeah.
So I have access to the UC system. We remember we reported that they dropped their contract with Elsevier. So
we don't get access. HealthyTalkShow.com/support if you'd like to help us buy some access. Or give us money. We need it. Yeah. Thank you so much.
We'll dissect the science for you. Don't worry.
Well, at least, we probably wouldn't use the money to buy research. The research.
Or at least not.
That'd be a waste of money. That'd be a waste of money.
Yeah, we have a lot of access.
We have a lot of other things we need to buy first.
Yeah, definitely over-sensationalized.
Yeah, weed's not. This. It does mention synthesized weed, which that is bad.
That's true.
Stay away from that stuff. That's bad.
Yeah. I'm not sure how I feel about the vaping.
Yeah, you know, mixed.
Unless you really trust it, but
yeah,
you know,
the thing. You got to know where it's coming from. Just smoke the flower, grow it yourself, and then smoke it, put it in a bowl and light it up. It's a magical experience.
Yeah. And of course, you know, listen to your body, smoke a little at a time. You don't smoke.
Yeah, don't overdo it.
Yeah.
Don't overdo it. We'll talk about edibles maybe next episode. Now we got to talk about coronavirus. You ready for an update from today?
Let's do it.
This morning, hospitals in Wuhan under-resourced and overwhelmed. People anxious about the mysterious virus that has triggered extraordinary measures across China to contain it. Hospitals appealing for supplies. State media reporting volunteers offering to help. With the number of infected people on the rise and no real end in sight. Health officials are working to pinpoint the source of the virus. Ground Zero, a market in Wuhan, where people could have eaten infected meat or fish. Authorities confirm the virus can be transmitted from human to human through coughing, sneezing, or other personal contact. At least three cities in China on total lockdown. Restrictions extended to seven more. 33 million people affected. And already confirmed cases in at least seven countries, including a man in Washington State who flew in from China last week. Around the world, airports on alert. Passengers screened for symptoms by workers in hazmat suits. While across China, anxiety over the virus is spreading rapidly on social media. Masks are selling out everywhere. Officials are...
It's the mask lobby. Every time, it's the mask lobby. People selling those damn masks. Let me rewind this. This is interesting.
Officials are racing to build a special hospital that could treat 1,000 virus patients. Construction slated to finish in just 6 days.
6 days to finish a hospital?
What? How is that possible?
Look at that operation.
That is.
How is that possible? I'm looking at this construction. Anybody who's in construction is going to look at this. What the hell? How's this court? What is going on? It looks like freaking there are so many pieces of equipment and people. Oh my gosh, yeah. What is going on here?
There are at least 5 cranes.
Wow,
there.
They do construction. Where's OSHA? Where is OSHA? I want to see OSHA out there and see what's going on. They all have yellow vests on, which is hilarious because it can't be that safe. Come on, there's way too much shit going on
there. How do you put up a hospital in 6 days, though? How do you staff it? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like, who has to do the hiring
for that? They got people on reserve. They just call them in. Yeah, they got a lot of people there.
Oh man.
In Beijing, festivities for the Lunar New Year canceled. Tourist attractions closed, including Shanghai Disney and sections of the iconic.
Yeah, Shanghai Disney.
Man.
Great Wall. In Wuhan, the streets eerily empty. The normally busy train station deserted. The city locked down, isolated, and on edge.
With so many people unable to leave and an unknown cost to the economy here, there's now growing anger with the government on how they've handled this. So the propaganda is ramping up, trying to strike a positive tone. But that's going to be a hard sell, with the World Health Organization expecting the numbers to rise, and that could mean an expanded restriction zone by the weekend.
Yeah, it's interesting. Oh. A little public uprising or something happening because of this? Uh-oh.
Well, didn't they get a lot of crap because they didn't handle the SARS outbreak very well, or at least that's what people said?
Oh, yeah.
So now it looks like they're really responding.
Yeah, but they're building a hospital in 6 days. I'd say they're responding. Holy moly, that's impressive.
I'm surprised people are still upset.
That is really impressive. Wow, if they could build hospitals in 6 days, we don't have issues. Because you could build. We have homeless people here that if you could build a hospital in 6 days, what can you build? Can you build an apartment complex in 6 days?
I can't say I trust that hospital personally.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be, Have another update. From today, coronavirus.
This morning, growing concern over the coronavirus spreading to the U.S., this time at Texas A&M University, where a student is being tested for the deadly disease.
Fortunately, his symptoms are
Is it a deadly disease, though?
Yeah,
I thought it was just flu. Could be bad.
Flu. Could be deadly. Potentially, it should have said potentially deadly. That was dishonest reporting.
Or it's at least vulnerable, or deadly to vulnerable populations.
Yeah,
but
elderly.
Now it became
like
deadly.
The serious cases are all elderly too, for the most part. I think like 90.
He didn't have to be so dramatic.
Yeah, I agree.
Severe, and he was doing well.
On Wednesday night, that student went to an emergency room in Bryan, Texas. Doctors say he fit the criteria to be tested, having recently traveled from Wuhan, China, where the illness originated.
That's the criteria? Is he just traveled from Wuhan, China? He fits the criteria. He might have it. We got to make sure. Let's report on it.
That's pretty specific criteria. So that makes sense.
And had mild upper respiratory symptoms, cough, congestion, that type of thing.
Until his test results come back from the CDC, doctors won't know if this is a case of coronavirus or a false alarm. But in the meantime, the student is in isolation at home.
And we've been in contact with the patient and continuing to monitor.
Authorities believe the student may have attended classes after returning from China, but say there is a low risk to the campus community. While overnight, a student at another university, Tennessee Tech, also being tested for the virus. And in Los Angeles, a passenger arriving at LAX with flu-like symptoms was pulled off of a flight from Mexico City is now being monitored. In Seattle, doctors are using this robot to treat a patient in isolation.
Is that a robot? Is that a robot? What they're showing a picture of is a computer screen.
Yeah, on a mobile center.
Yeah.
A wheelie cart.
Doesn't look like a robot to me. This guy with his robot. Robot
that first does look like a glove box though.
Yeah,
that is sick.
That mobile glove box.
For that's patients.
Pretty
cool.
That's pretty rad. Yeah, I bet you that thing is expensive. Yeah, it probably costs more than a robot.
This looks like they got Ebola going on.
Yeah,
so far in the United States. Officials now trying to reach at least 43 people who may have had close contact with the patient. To further limit the spread, all incoming flights from Wuhan are being funneled to 5 major airports where passengers will be screened.
There we go. BBC, can wearing masks stop the spread of viruses? Dr. David Carrington of St. George's University of London told BBC News, routine surgical masks for the public are not an effective protection against viruses or bacteria carried in the air, which was how most viruses were transmitted, because they were too loose, had no air filter, and let the eye is exposed, but they could help lower the risk of contracting a virus through the splash from a sneeze or a cough and provide some protection against the hand-to-mouth transmissions. A 2016 study from New South Wales suggested people touch their faces about 23 times an hour. The NHS says the best way to avoid catching a virus such as the flu, is to regularly wash your hands with warm water and soap. Avoid touching your eyes and nose whenever possible. Maintain a fit and healthy lifestyle. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Oh. It's just funny because everyone's always wearing those masks. And I used to see people wearing masks when a fire would break out to protect themselves from smoke inhalation. You can't wear those little respirators. You can't, not the respirators. You can't wear the little particulate masks for that. It doesn't work. But in China, these masks actually are kind of effective because just of the poor, people don't cover their mouths when they cough. There's nothing. Society's a little different there. A little less clean. People don't realize that.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a little less clean there. People do pee in the street. They defecate in the street still. It's what it is. Don't write me. I don't need to know. That's just what it is. I know.
Also, if you looked at the videos, you can kind of see how densely populated they are. So
yeah, higher density population. Like a cruise ship. People don't go on cruise ships because of the, you know, germs and whatnot that can go around the cruise ships, but then they go and live in apartments in these big cities, high density cities. Well, hello, it's the same thing.
Yeah. You know, take your vitamins, have some extra zinc that's supposed to help with colds and flu.
Yep.
Garlic, we learned that. Garlic's apparently good for your colds. Shortens them.
And just stay out of Wuhan, apparently. Yeah. Wuhan, China, because Nature article from February 22nd, 2017. Nature, inside the Chinese lab poised to study the world's most dangerous pathogens.
Wait, in Wuhan?
In Wuhan. A laboratory in Wuhan is on the cusp of being cleared to work with the world's most dangerous pathogens. The move is part of a plan to build between 5 and 7 biosafety level 4 BSL-4 labs across the Chinese mainland by 2025 and has generated much excitement as well as concerns. Some scientists outside China worry about pathogens escaping and the addition of biological dimension to geopolitical tensions between China and other nations. The Chinese microbiologists are celebrating their entrance to the elite, empowered to wrestle the world's greatest biological threats. The SARS virus has escaped from high-level containment facilities in Beijing multiple times, notes Richard Enbright, a molecular biologist at Reuters University in Piscataway, New Jersey. Tim Travin, founder of Chrome Biosafety and Biosecurity Consulting in Damascus, Maryland, says that an open culture is important to keeping BSL-4 labs safe, and he questions how easy this will be in China, where society emphasizes hierarchy, diversity of all, a viewpoint, flat structures where everyone feels free to speak up and openness of information are important, he says. I agree 100%. Again, this was an article back in 2017. It's not some weird conspiracy thing. This is what... I could just assume that shit happened. Escaped. Yeah. And shit, just stay out of Wuhan. Stay away from that place.
Yeah.
What? That's kind of weird.
Yeah, that is extremely weird.
But, you know, shit, it doesn't have to be on purpose. A lot of people are running with this stuff and saying, oh, it's on purpose. There's a patent for this. But it's not on purpose. When you play God, you start fucking with nature and shit. This is what happens.
There's a patent for this?
Apparently, not for this exact one. Apparently. Oh. It's been defunct. It's debunked already. Mm. People are debunking that. I'm just saying people are running around with that, screaming that and saying this. So it's just going back and forth. It doesn't have to be malice in it. It's what happens sometimes. Science. That's like true. People are getting mad about the mummy. You know, the vocal cords of the mummy being recreated. They're saying it's desecration. Well, now you're fucking with viruses or messing with viruses. I need to stop cussing. I'm sorry about cussing. I am so sorry. AskHealthyTalkShow.com. I'm trying to stop. We're going to do a swear jar. Promise. Swear jar. Trying to stop. That's what it is.
Yeah.
More than likely, it's what it sounds like. It's just, shit happens. Dang it. Stuff happens.
Well,
crap happens.
It's kind of funny, too, because you just said that he mentioned that there's that hierarchical control. And that's what makes people so suspicious of this current outbreak, because they don't trust the government.
And now they're building a hospital in 6 days. Now I'm also skeptical of things that are going on over there. What is going on? And why aren't you building us our homeless shelters or something? Affordable housing or something. What is going on? Moving on. I want to go into some technology news. Jeff Bezos, if you don't know him, he's the founder of Amazon, the owner of Washington Post, which I think is the second biggest newspaper in the United States. He had his phone hacked. Let's hear about it.
According to the report, Amazon...
There's a report about his phone being hacked.
Billionaire Jeff Bezos and Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had exchanged messages on WhatsApp before, but the message sent in May of 2018 set in motion a wild chain of events. The UN says an MP4 video file sent from a WhatsApp account used by the Crown Prince infected Bezos' phone and caused a massive and unprecedented exfiltration of data. The flow of information out of the Washington Post owner's phone jumped by 29,000%, and he would soon get messages.
29,000%? And no one realized that? No one caught that?
Wow.
How do you not realize that? I would have gotten a flag if my data usage went up by 29,000%. I would have said, hey, you're over your data usage, dude. What plan does Jeff Bezos have?
Yeah. You know, I'm really shocked that for a guy that's supposed to be so rich, he's not monitoring his phone. Doesn't he have a lot of employees to do this?
It just gives me less faith in the whole Amazon Echo security thing. If the owner of the company can't even... Wow, good job, Bezos. Good job.
From the account signaling that he was being spied on. The Saudis were unhappy with the Washington Post coverage of the kingdom and their columnist, Jamal Khashoggi, a critic of the regime. 5 months after Bezos' phone was hacked, Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, for which the Saudis ultimately took responsibility on 60 Minutes.
Did you order the murder of Jamal Khashoggi?
Absolutely not. This was a heinous crime. But I take full responsibility as a leader in Saudi Arabia, especially since it was committed by individuals working for the Saudi government.
1 month after the killing, another message from the account of bin Salman included a photo of a woman resembling Lauren Sanchez, whom Bezos was secretly having an affair with.
Are those two women supposed to look alike, by the way?
Look at this report. That's their claim, but they look nothing alike.
There's about a 20-year age difference between the woman they show in this photo and the woman. That is very strange.
That's like saying all white women... White women with brown hair look alike.
Yeah, because let's look at that.
For the killing, another message from the account of bin Salman included a photo of a woman resembling Lauren Sanchez, whom Bezos was secretly having an affair with.
I don't think so. I disagree with that, but okay. Yeah. I disagree with that assessment there, Jeff Begays.
National Enquirer broke the story of Bezos' affair, and Bezos blamed the Saudis. Today, the Saudi foreign minister denied his government's involvement in hacking Bezos' phone.
I think absurd is exactly the right word. The idea that the crown prince would hack Jeff Bezos' phone is absolutely silly.
It really does not make any sense. I have to agree with this dude. It does not make any sense. Why would he? Why would they be even in contact, though? So that's even the weirder question. So the fact they're in contact, maybe they did hack his phone. I take back what I said. Talk myself out of it.
That's really the first question is why are they texting?
If you have to ask the first question, then if you already had to ask the first question, then
why are they exchanging dick pics? Like, what's going on?
What is going on here? And why are they using WhatsApp and not Signal? Better question.
And Jeff joins us here. What do we know about how someone would gain access to Bezos' phone?
So this was spyware, and we're told that Bezos didn't even have to click on it for it to sweep up his information.
Bullshit.
That's not
bullshit. There is no such thing that exists except for the apps that you put on your phone that can do that. That's bullshit. That's absolutely bullshit. What he just said is bullshit.
Yeah, that doesn't make
sense. So this report's bullshit, then everything's bullshit.
Oh, gosh.
It's not real. So who hacked Bezos? Now back to square one.
You can get your passwords, text messages, even have access to your phone. And so now the UN is calling for the US to investigate. The FBI, though, is not coming.
All those things he listed, that's what apps do to your phone. That's really funny.
Yeah.
It's not a video file. That's what apps do. A lot of them read the permissions. Where are we going? Oh, yeah. Trump. Davos. Why does my cone keep going away? What is up with that? Always on top. Why is it never on top, though? What the hell? All right. So the Davos World Economic Forum took place. Trump spoke about planting some trees.
Today, I'm proud to declare that the United States is in the midst of an economic boom, the likes of which the world has never seen before. Today, I'm pleased to announce the United States will join 1 Trillion Trees Initiative being launched here at the World Economic Forum. 1 trillion trees.
1 trillion trees.
That's a lot of trees. A
lot of trees.
And in doing so, we will continue to show strong leadership in restoring, growing, and better managing our trees and our forests.
I like that you said better managing our trees and our forests, because that's the big criticism of these fires, is the forests aren't being managed. And yeah, very interesting. Greta responded. I don't know what the timeline on this stuff is, so we're going to see. But here's Greta. She talks about the trees.
A year ago, I came to Davos
and told you.
Greta Thunberg, the 16-year-old Swedish activist who should be in school, who keeps going around speaking at all these climate things. I don't know when she has time to go to school. I would like to know. Does she plan to go to college and actually get start doing research and learn something? Or is she just going to go to school and become an activist? I don't know. Again, let's restart Greta. She kind of frustrates me a little bit. Go to school. You're not even 18. Go to school.
A year ago, I came to Davos and told you that our house is on fire. I said I wanted you to panic. I've been warned that telling people to panic about the climate crisis is a very dangerous thing to do. But don't worry, it's fine. Trust me, I've done this before.
Why does she seem really phony?
It doesn't lead to anything.
Yeah, she's using that sarcasm, but not using it appropriately because she doesn't know how, because she's a child.
Well, usually I find her at least convincing in the sense that she believes herself, but now I don't know, she feels really fake. Sorry.
Oh, she's always felt fake to me. But okay.
And for the record, when we children tell you to panic, we're not telling you to go on like before. We're not telling you to offset your emissions by just paying someone else to plant trees
isn't that what
in places like...
Well, yeah. But she's probably criticizing Microsoft. She criticizes everything. So you got to give her... At least she criticizes everything.
I give her credit for that.
Yeah. But then there's no real solution.
Yeah.
It's just criticize everything.
Like Africa, while at the same time, forests like the Amazon are being slaughtered at an infinitely higher rate. Planting trees is good, of course, but it's nowhere near enough of what is needed, and it cannot replace real mitigation.
Wait, what?
Rewilding nature.
What's real mitigation?
And rewilding nature. Wait, if you're telling me 1 trillion, is she claiming, I hope she's not, that 1 trillion, if Trump could actually pull off 1 trillion trees, if somehow we can magically make 1 trillion trees appear, we might have too many trees. Yeah. That might be a problem.
I was thinking too, why don't we just plant fruit trees?
Yeah, right? There you go. Fruit bearing trees. Perfect. Yeah. There you go. But no, it's not enough. Not according to Greta, it's not enough. Not enough.
And let's be clear. We don't need a low carbon economy. We don't need to lower emissions. Our emissions have to stop.
How is that
possible? If you are to have a chance to stay below the 1.5 degree target.
It's not possible, but she doesn't understand that because, again, she's a child, doesn't understand how the world works, but these people, all for some reason, don't want to tell her no or tell her to go to school or...
I still can't believe she was naysaying the trees.
Yeah, she was naysaying the trees. And apparently she was actually exposed for being a phony on Facebook. Her dad was actually posting a lot for her, and there was a Facebook thing that happened. It flipped and showed that who was actually generating the post or some crap. I don't know. She's being exposed for a lot of things. She just needs to go to school. She doesn't need all this exposure. This celebrity shit destroys children anyways.
Yeah.
It really does. And she doesn't need to be involved. Why are there not adults up there saying what she's saying? Why does it have to be her? She's not writing her own stuff. She's not organizing this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's really frustrating.
She's being used. It's disgusting.
Plus, she's ignoring just the benefit planting a tree does have. Like, you get oxygen in your backyard where you plant it, basically.
Yeah. How about instead of building these desalination plants and all this other crap, we just go back to nature? But she's not promoting that. She says we need zero carbon emissions. Rah, 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 rah.
Or what really makes me upset is these people that want to build all these buildings for carbon capture. No, just plant some trees and you would have saved a lot of money.
Exactly. Stop building the buildings. Plant the trees. Leave it alone. I got Trump speaking about the prophets of doom.
But to embrace the possibilities of tomorrow, we must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse.
I believe we can put Greta Thunberg in there, even though she's a child.
Oh, yeah.
Child prophet of doom, but still, prophet of doom.
They are the heirs of yesterday's foolish fortune tellers, and I have them, and you have them, and we all have them. And they want to see us do badly, but we don't let that happen. They predicted an overpopulation crisis in the 1960s, mass starvation in the 70s, and an end of oil in the 1990s.
Peak oil. Remember that, everybody? Yeah. Peak oil. Do you all remember that?
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, what happened? Didn't work.
These alarmists always demand the same thing, absolute power to dominate, transform, and control every aspect of our lives. We will never let radical socialists destroy our economy, wreck our country, or eradicate our liberty. America will always be the proud, strong, and unyielding bastion of freedom. In America, we understand what the pessimists refuse to see, that a growing and vibrant market economy focused on the future lifts the human spirit and excites creativity strong enough to overcome any challenge by far.
Trump is so racist. He is so racist. I can't believe it. He's how racist he is. I just can't believe that. So racist. Talking about how great America is, how strong we are, and how badass we are. He's so racist.
Yeah.
Trump, you're so racist.
No, but seriously, that was really interesting. So basically what he's saying
gave
is,
you the timeline.
Why are you giving money to people, to these people, that to tell you how to live your life? But no. You can, you know what you do.
Yep.
You know how to reduce your own carbon footprint.
Just do it. Plant
and it's
a tree.
Easy. Taking your lunch, using reusable containers.
Yep. Walking to work, if possible. That's the dream. Walking to work is great. But just walking around work, not driving. Like, I used to work in an office where everyone would get out for lunch and drive down the street. You could walk down the street, but they would drive down the street instead. Come on.
Simple
just
steps.
Just walk.
Try to carpool. I know that's always hard to coordinate schedules, but.
Try to do what you can, but don't, if you, once you start trying to point the finger at other people and say, you need to do this. Like, I know the super most liberal green people that drive the biggest V8 trucks, and they'll tell other people that they can't drive big trucks. I'm thinking, what you, when you start pointing fingers at other people, you really got to self-reflect before you do that.
Let's all just self-reflect instead.
And figure out what we can do personally.
Yeah. Even just turning off some lights.
Yeah. That saves a lot.
Yeah.
Speaking of the socialists that Trump was talking about, Vice News had a socialist on. They actually had all the Democratic candidates on stage, 3.5 hour broadcast.
Oh, wow.
But they were really hard on for this, for the wall. And they asked Bernie, will you tear down the wall, Bernie? Here's Bernie's response.
Further, will you tear down the wall?
Well, it's something you're going to have to look at. The symbolism of the wall is a terrible, terrible symbol. Now, I don't know how much money it costs to tear down a wall. But at a time when we have...
It probably cost money.
Yeah.
...have 500,000 people sleeping out on the streets tonight, when we have an infrastructure which is falling apart, we should be investing in the needs of the American people and not building a wall. So I've been very, very strongly opposed to that on principle.
Well, the follow-up question proves that these guys really don't care about saving money or helping poor people, because they're really focused about tearing down that wall.
You said the wall is symbolic and it represents.
Yes.
So wouldn't it be proper to tear that symbol down in order to achieve that?
Well, no, because Bernie clearly said that, no, we should actually use that money for more beneficial purposes, for the greater good, presumably not for tearing down a fucking, I cussed again, not tearing down a stupid wall.
Well, they're acting like this is the Berlin Wall over again or something.
This is not the Berlin, what is going on?
This is a border.
First, you know, I thought, I was just listening to Greta telling us the world's on fire, but now these guys are talking about a wall, tearing down a wall. Are you freaking kidding me? Where are the priorities? What is going on? Let's see what Bernie says about tearing down the wall. Again, the follow-up question. Real important here.
Maybe, but you know, it's how much is it going to cost to tear it down? Should you do that, tear it down? I don't know. Maybe the answer is yes.
No, the answer is not yes. The answer is not going to be yes. I guarantee you, Bernie, the answer is not going to be yes. Stop pandering.
It was nice, though. He was just inviting them to do the math themselves.
He's a real nice guy. Bernie's a nice guy. He is a nice guy.
That's something you're willing to consider. You're willing to consider tearing down.
Yeah, he's going
to
run some numbers.
Yeah, I'll run some numbers. I'm already going to tell you. I'm going to say no. I already ran the numbers. No. That's the answer. Shut the fuck up. I need to stop cussing.
Between U.S. But
again, if it's going to cost me billions of dollars to tear it down, I'd rather invest that maybe in the needs for child care in this country. But it's something, you know, we can look
at. That's what got me. Wait, what would he rather spend the money on?
Children.
What?
You've got to save the children. Children.
Instead of what? What does he want to spend the money on?
To tear it down, I'd rather invest that maybe in the needs for child care in this country. But it's something, you know.
That's not. Wait. Wait. This is where people have a problem with socialism, and this is where Bernie's feeding the problem. The problem with socialism is that the government takes control of everything. Medicare for all sounds like a good idea. I'm not against it. Free education sounds like a great idea. But realistically, do you want the government taking care of your kid? No. Why do you need the government taking care of your kid? Because we have this dual-income household crap. Why do we have that? We should be asking that question instead. We don't want to work dual-income paying for the government to take care of our children. That does not make sense. That's the argument against socialism. Again, I'm not socialist. I am not for pro, and I'm completely neutral and unbiased on this whole political spectrum. I'm unbiased. I just speak. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's crazy. So what? Child care? We want government funded child care? No, also we don't. We need wages so a single parent can support the household. And if they have, there's two parents, then one parent can stay at home and take care of the kids. That's usually the way it works. Dual income should not be required. You shouldn't have to have two jobs to support a household. That's crazy. Yeah. And he's saying that's okay by saying the child care thing. That's what I take. That's how I take it. I don't know.
I was also kind of thinking, what happened to Medicare for all? Now it just got reduced to child care.
Exactly. Now it's child care for all. It's not Medicare for all. Not Medicare for all. It's child care for all now.
Like, that doesn't help me. I don't have any children.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah.
I wanted my Medicare for all first,
It's just
least.
A weird one they brought up child care.
Yeah, really it was really weird.
But funny, because just proving the political point on these clips, these two clips here. The conservatives are freaking out because Bernie said he'd consider tearing down the wall and it's a waste of money. The liberals are pissed off about in this video because he's not doesn't want to spend the money to waste the money to tear down the wall. So they're both pissed off about the same thing, but different.
Moral of the story, it's all
they're both wrong and it's all bullshit.
It's all bullshit.
And that's right. Head on over to healthytalkshow.com/support.
Where there's no bullshit here. Thank you so much to those who have donated. We've really been feeling the love. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
So if you want to continue to donate and support the show, head on over to healthytalkshow.com/support. Please remember our show is value for value. So if you receive value, and where else can you get this interesting information? Where else can you talk about these things?
Yeah.
Certainly not the media. They're just going to feed you fear and lies.
All the time.
Here, we try to feed you the truth, or at least the truth that we can find in our research.
What we can afford, healthytalkshow.com/support. We record Healthy Talk Show live on Mondays and Fridays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time over at healthytalkshow.com/live. Please send your questions, comments, or concerns over to ask@healthytalkshow.com. Love and light.
Love and light.